KP4IQ. Dave, are you still there? KP4CBA. N4IQ.
N4IQ, N5CSA.
CSA, N4IQ. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I was trying to get those other guys because they were buying gas or had bought gas. I was going to report what Walmart had in Simpsonville. But how's things going with you, Eric?
Been doing okay for a long time since I caught up with you since you retired and all. So I'm still working and having a good time, I guess. And things well with you.
Had to take care of something there while I was at the light. So I didn't catch what you said. Say that again.
Well, I haven't talked to you in quite a while since we used to catch you every morning before you retired. So that's been a while. So I hope all is well. I'm still working and I'm back at work. So I just jumped in for a quick hello. Hope all is well with you and let me catch up with you again sometime.
Talk to you a lot. I've already forgotten your name. Every time I talk to you, I ask that, but you'll have to tell me again. But we're doing fine. We're doing pretty good. It's hard to believe, but I think it will be this September. I will have been fully retired for 6 years. I mean, that's hard to believe. I mean, at least it is for me. But I've certainly been enjoying my retirement. That's been great. And I'm going to enjoy it some more this afternoon. I got some outdoor chores, and I'm looking forward to getting out there. It's just a beautiful day out here. And this is Bill, over.
Well, yeah, I hope you're doing well. I haven't talked with Bill in quite a while either, your brother. Generally, when I'm moving around over here, I don't catch the machine real well, so I try to stay off of it, not make a bunch of noise. But I just had to jump in and say hello to you since I heard you. So I hope you have a great time outside, and I wish I could join you, but I gotta go inside and do some more work. That's the way it goes. But continue to enjoy your retirement. And it's great talking to you again. Have a good one. Name is Roger, 73. I gotta get back to work. Take care.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a shout. And next time I talk to you, I'll ask what your name is again. I always do. I never can remember it. But Phil has moved about 2.5 hours to the east of us. He's near Pageland in a little town called Jefferson. They moved there over a year ago. So he's not in the area. And I hardly ever get on VHF or UHF. I'm not in the car very much at all since I retired. So, there's this chance we got in here today. But I do appreciate the shout. 73, Steve. 73 is Roger N4IQ.
All right. Take care. We'll catch you again sometime. In 5CSA, clear.
IQ, N4MMW.
I recognize. How you doing?
We're out. Carried some junk air conditioning stuff over in the scrapyard. Had to make a blistering trip back to the house, and because I had a guy come in to measure my screen, my glass door, and my regular door, and I was supposed to be there, and I was running a little late. Got that taken care of. Then I come back to groove my trailer. Dropped it off to a guy to do something. So now I'm headed to the fire department to deliver some papers. Then I'm going home. I think I might take a power nap.
Sure made me tired just listening to you. Oh, my heavens. Well, it sounds like you haven't slowed down any at all. And, what are you doing for fun? Sound like you're just doing all work, over.
Little toy boats. We coming out of dry dock. We're hoping to finish a couple little things on them and then go do some test running. We hope somewhere down probably in Augusta, North Augusta. About the closest pond we got so far. I purchased a drone and I've flown it just a little bit there at the yard. But there's a lot of rules and regulations to one of those little bad boys, no matter what size you got.
Do you ever go to this pond that was fairly close to me?
No, we don't go unless we got permission, you know, and that kind of thing, and got pretty good access to the water.
Well, sound like you stay busy 24 hours a day with either work. We haven't done anything with this air conditioning unit or anything here except change filters since the last time you were over here. And I was trying to think the other day how long that's been.
In a couple of years. Be a wild guess. Yeah, just keep your filters clean. Probably this spring you might need to do a check, because I can't remember if I put any Freon in or not.
I think the last time you were here, it was starting faster on the compressor. I believe that's what it was. But, no, it's been a long time. I bet it's been 5 or 6 years. I bet it's been that long. But anyway, I'm here in the driveway, so I appreciate you giving me a shout. And I'm going to go inside. I haven't seen the XYL since yesterday, so I know she's missing me. over.
Okay. Tell Mom I said hey, and tell Mr. Phil hello for me from up here. Yeah, I've been quite busy on my little retirement. I've been 3 years. It'll be 4 years in September. But, yeah, we stay on the road. Gas prices aren't helping me none either. But winter, I don't do a whole lot. It's kind of real slow. Summer's when I'm really getting with the program. All right, you take care. Save your threes to you. N4IQ and 4MMW.
I think I told you. I can't remember last time I talked to you. I hardly ever get on here. Phil lives in Pageland now, so he doesn't live in the Greenville area anymore. He moved off with his new wife, so he's in Pageland, and that's about 2.5 hour drive from here. You probably know where it is, maybe you don't. It's near Monroe, North Carolina, but he lives in South Carolina. Well, I tell you what, spring's coming. Give you a couple more months and you're really going to be busy. I know that. All right, so I'll say 73 here and get inside. N4MMW, N4AQ.
DJW Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave. Gerald TR at home.
From Ingalls. My bi-monthly trip to Ingalls. Sometimes it's a try, but most of the time it's a buy.
Bernie, excuse me, just brought me over some scalding hot coffee, by golly. And that's what I want, but I kind of bit into it too quick. Yeah, we left all these, I think, what, $101 a while ago? Yeah, you should have stopped by there and picked up some money.
Yeah, my granddaughter wanted to work for them at a point in time before she opened her own business, but she didn't. She didn't do it. But she seemed to think they were the best. I go purely by convenience rather than a few pennies here or there. I don't know. One day it might make a difference, but not at the moment.
Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Our major shopping's done at Aldi's there at Taylor's. And they keep their shelves in that stock better than the one up here at Greer, in Bernice's opinion. and I like the manager down there. He's very much of an introvert until he met me, and then I got him to talking, and now every time I go in, he stops, goes to attention, and salutes me, and I tell him to carry on. But he's real strict, and the people there, if they don't work like the Dickens, let's put it that way, and earn their money, you don't see them for long. But he's really a nice guy. He runs marathons on, or rides bicycles, I know, on marathons. It's unbelievable how far they go on bicycles nowadays. But I misled Dave. I sent him over to Walmart there in Taylor's, which is usually the cheapest gas, and it's good. And it was $3.10 a gallon, and he passed some Quick Trip or something on the way home or over to his daughter's, and it was still $2.49. But it's going up real quick, Dave.
Morning crew talking, like the 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning crew talking, and they were saying one of them saw it at $4.01 for premium, $4 and a penny for premium this morning. I guess it is going to go up. That's the, and that gives people incentives to open more wells in the United States. That's the result that it had last time. So it turns out to be a good thing instead of a bad thing because it put more people to work. Back during the, I don't know, I guess it depends on how much gas you use as a good thing or bad thing. When I was going back and forth to Charlotte and had to fill up every other day, it would have been a bad thing. But for me, for now, it's not bad at all because I only put gas in my car maybe 3 times a year, 4 times a year, that's about it.
Run premium and net maxima. But Dave, he just signed a bill or went through court or something there a few days ago, and he stopped all exploration and well drilling in the States, as far as I know. And don't take my word for it, but I heard something to that effect. And then he'd already stopped it everywhere else, and he stopped the Keystone Pipeline and lost 12,000 jobs there. So who was it yesterday told me that he thought he had heard that they import like 100,000 barrels a day, or it's 1 million barrels a day from Russia now, and Saudi Arabia. And so Russia will cut that off real quick because of this war, I imagine, because we put sanctions on them. But as far as the gasoline going down, they say it'll raise a dollar pretty quickly now and then go up from there. And the stock market's crashed immensely, too. So kind of sad.
It's not sad at all. The stock market crashed before the future. The futures crashed this morning. The stock market then recovered with the futures crashed, most of it. So a lot of them are making money, or it's going positive. It's not that bad. It's not near as bad as, I don't know if the media is trying to make it bad or what, but it turned out that was just, you know how that was just a school fish that got spooked, and now they're back to feeding again. Anyway, I'm backing it in the parking lot. I got to unload groceries. Good talking to you, Tom. N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Well, my neighbor over here said his buddy lost $50,000 on his 401k, so that's not a good thing. But I don't know that much about the stock market, so I know you do. Take care. Say hi to Amy. 73's Dave. It was 4DJW0TR.
Tom, the only way he would have lost it is if he was foolish enough to sell it when it's on the dip. You don't sell when it goes down, you sell when it goes up. If he's foolish enough to sell when it went down, then yeah, he deserves to lose it. N0TR, W4DJ, W clear.
Dave, I think him and my neighbors things in their 401, and that's why he got it. But he didn't sell, and neither has my neighbor. But my neighbor lost $40,000 last time, but he recovered it all. So life goes. I'm not bothered much by that. N0TR. See you later, Dave.
Well, there you go. You don't lose until you sell. And if you don't sell, you don't lose. So you hear a lot of people saying, I lost a ton of money. No, you didn't. Not unless you sold, and most people don't do that. The only people that do that is put those people that put those automatic triggers on it that sell. And those guys up in New York love that because that's how they make a living, is those people that put the trigger that sells it for them. It cashes them out when they're at their lowest. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, take care. W4DJW clear.
JWK5WLL. I sent you an email a few minutes ago. Have a good day. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. And good afternoon, Tom. Have a good day. KA5WLL clear.
Thanks, Leroy. I'll look at it when I get the questions unloaded. W4DJW clear.